Today is the eve of the decisive day in the trial of President Trump on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ahead of the crucial votes, members of the United States Senate spent this day speaking their minds. Congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage.
At the Capitol, the impeachment jury is silent no more.
So I may begin, Mr. President. Thank you.
One by one.
Mr. President, I rise to voice my opposition to these articles of impeachment.
I will vote to convict the president because it is the Senate's constitutional responsibility.
Senators took turns processing 2 weeks of arguments, during which they were forbidden from speaking, into 10 minutes of remarks each.
The Senate must now ask, do these charges meet the standard for impeachment?
For most Democrats, the focus was sharp, the president, and a conclusion that his push to investigate a political rival was a high crime.
Donald Trump did it. He did it. He did exactly what he was alleged to have done. He abused his power. He committed impeachable crimes. He's guilty. There's no question about it.
President Trump took this action to benefit himself personally and not for the good of the nation.
What the president did was wrong, unacceptable, and impeachable.
Democrats have waited days for this, honing thoughts in hallways and in private, and so have Republicans. Their focus, largely blasting House Democrats' impeachment process.
The House chose to skip the basic steps of judicial adjudication and instead leapt straight to impeachment as the first resort.
There is no doubt that the House impeachment process was partisan, politically driven, and denied President Trump some of his most basic rights of due process.
As it did in the trial, the witness question and the decision not to call any permeated the air, with Democrats bluntly critical.
Yet the Senate abandoned its responsibilities when it blocked efforts to get the complete truth here in this chamber. As a result, there will be a permanent cloud over these proceedings.
It makes people believe, correctly in my judgment, that the administration, its top people, and Senate Republicans are all hiding the truth. They're afraid of the truth.
To that high-powered charge, Republican leader Mitch McConnell responded with his own volley at Democrats.
I can certainly see why, given President Trump's remarkable achievements over the past 3 years, Democrats might feel a bit uneasy about defeating him at the ballot box. But they don't get to rip the choice away from the voters just because they're afraid they might lose again.
That party divide is evident even in the search for meaning. Democrats concerned for the future.
Unchallenged evil spreads like a virus.
Republicans eager to get to the future.
Work together. We must. We will emerge strong because we will. I yield the floor.
The Senate votes on articles of impeachment tomorrow. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.